Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. You want to holler at me, you know the call-in number. If you don't, I'm going to give it to you anyway. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. 7435. If you're a little too afraid to call me, feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, I know y'all a little scared, a little nervous every now and again. You're afraid to give me a call, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Or you can jump into the chat room if you come to listen to the show live there. Ask a question, I'll answer back. And tonight, I got my homie, my Stromy, New York in the building. I got Miss Karen Harrison, a.k.a. when she want to be, Psychic Mama. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Yeah, just co-hosting with me, blessing me with her presence tonight. Before we go in, I'm like to Jay now. I'm giving shout out. So I'm gonna give a shout out to my homie Josh, who's going through it right now, having a hard time, got a lot of personal problems. I'm with you, brother. Everything's gonna be all right. I'm putting that out into the air. Shout out to my homie Josh. And now that I almost forgot, I gotta shout out Mr. Jay, who is recovering from a horrific accident that he had. He's still in a neck brace and having a hard time. He had a vagina eating accident, and he still messed up. So long as he still thinks it's funny, I'm going to keep saying it. And he's like, hey, man, it ain't funny anymore. Then I'm going to stop. But seriously, Mr. J, he's recovering. And hopefully one of these days he'll be back. But, you know, send your prayers out to him.
God bless.
Yes. Hey, you know, you got to learn to eat it right. All right. So, it was a nice little holiday break there. I saw something on the commercial I'm watching TV, Karen. It's the craziest thing ever. CB1. Have you ever heard of CB1?
No, I haven't.
CB1 is a weight gain drug.
Is it really?
Yeah. I was like, hold on. A weight gain drug being advertised in America.
Why?
I'm like, we in the land of, hey, we don't want no weight. It's folks throwing weight in the garbage can every day. And,
right.
And, you know, they're like, hey, it's an all-natural weight gain pill. It was designed for people who struggle to put on weight and suffer from a fast metabolism or weak appetite. I'm like, yeah, that's not America.
Wow. No, it's not. And in California.
well, California, whatever. You think about it. And I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I'm sitting up here like, hold on. This is a conspiracy against men. Why I say that?
Why?
Okay. See, like, if me and you are together, and I offer you the gain weight drug, you're going to be like, what? Why are you trying to get me fat? Conversely, if I
not me. Not me. Not me. Let me get comfortable with food. I love you. Yes, I'll marry you.
I'm offering you the pill. I'm offering you the fat pill. I mean, I'm like, so now that we have CB1, so now our dudes gonna have to be worried, and conversely women, are they gonna have to be worried that your dude or your chick is feeding you CB1 so that you can get fat and never leave him?
Wow, I hadn't thought about that.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I mean, because I was always, you know, because I've always thought that, yeah, and I've talked to, I've got friends who are pharmacists who talk about different people, like women who come in and they order like $300 worth of Viagra because they're putting that into their guy's food, whatnot.
Oh, no. That seems kind of lazy.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, but I guess they're just like, well, shit, I'm trying to make it happen.
Doesn't that stuff cause heart attacks?
Well, you know, I'm guessing they probably like cutting the pills up, maybe grinding it up a little bit. You know, your woman make you that protein shake. Like, baby, this shake.
Oh,
is
wow.
Good. All right, you know, dude, man, this is a good ass shake. It's like, he's like, well, what's up?
I'm up.
All right, you know, like, you guaranteeing that your man is like, yeah, baby, make me one of them shakes.
Uh-huh.
I'm a conspiracy theorist, so, you know, if
you think maybe it's just gold diggers?
Yeah, I'm not even going to say gold digger. I'm just saying, hey, it could be whatever. When we're talking about CB1, we're talking about the fact that you're like, you're working out, you're doing everything, but it's like, man, I can't seem to shake this weight. That's because CB1 is in your protein shake.
Wow. You don't put a very good light on women there, Ma.
I know. Hold on. I started off by saying your dude or your
chick. Yeah. You're talking about women.
No, because
I'm hearing you.
No, but there's some dudes that can do that too. Like, yeah, she working out, and if she get too fine, then I might lose her. See, I'm not saying that dude ain't above that. And, you know, he cooking you that food, and you like, man, I'm putting on weight because you think he putting on weight because his food is good. But he hooking you up with that CB1.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to do that for me. You want me to fatten up, I got it covered.
Well, I know. I mean, that's what Americans, I mean, yeah, you don't have to sell fat pills in America.
No.
But, you know, I've been on this too long, so we just because folks think I'm crazy. Like, why are you talking about? Because nobody's not gonna do that. I'm like, okay, I'm just saying.
People will do anything.
All right, I'm just a purveyor of information, and every now and again, I may come up with something you may think is crazy, but is it?
No, it's not, actually.
Another example. Kobe Bryant, the retiring Kobe Bryant here. Everybody's falling in love, you know, sucking on his Johnson and all this other stuff.
Uh-huh.
retiring. Everybody loves him now all of a sudden. He said something funny. He got this teammate, Jordan Clarkson. He told him to stop playing like a light-skinned dude. Now, for those of you who don't when Kobe says, don't stop playing like a light-skinned dude, he is saying in ghetto lingo, stop being soft. See, because I'm revealing secrets, so pay attention. I'm revealing secrets. If you're watching ball, the majority of the guys playing, they have no respect for light-skinned ball players. Because, quite frankly, most guys who got a look, they think light-skinned guys are soft. So that's why when you see some light-skinned guys, for example, like Matt Barnes, they're like over-the-top crazy.
Uh-huh.
Because they're light-skinned. And they know that most dudes think they're soft. They're pretty and all that stuff. So Matt Barnes is crazier than a motherfucker. Because been labeled soft. Now, the thing is with Kobe Bryant telling Jordan Clarkson to stop playing like a light-skinned dude, it's like, well, Jordan Clarkson, if y'all want to Google him, he's light-skinned. He can't help but play like a light-skinned dude. He's a light-skinned dude. So I didn't quite understand why he said it, but just so y'all know, that is what that means. So when you see that and you see dudes talking about light skinned people, that's what they're referring to. Just for the record. Oh.
Now we know.
Yes. And I'm being remiss by not saying this. Callers, listeners. Because I've got Karen on. She's gracious enough to come on every now and again and talk to me. She still talks to me after I don't know how many years now, and I've insulted her every which way you can insult anybody. She still comes back for it. She's been gracious enough to come on. And if you want to talk about yourself, if you want to find out how horrific your life is going to be in about 2-3 minutes, it's still free to give us a call.
Hey, Smooth.
Yeah.
I got to correct you here. I'm not Psychic Moment anymore.
Okay.
Remember? Yeah. The spirit way.
All right. The spirit. I'm sorry. So, if you want to find out how bad your life is going to be in the next 20, 30 minutes or so, feel free to call in and of the spirit way, we'll hook you up and just tell you how you're not going to win the lotto ever. Ever. I mean, not spoiling it for you. I'm not saying that she told me such and such is going to call and they're going to ask whether I'm going to win the lottery. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but I'm not going to win.
Oh, you're just bummed because I gave you the wrong numbers last time.
You know, I wasn't going to bring that up. I wasn't going to. I'm not rich, okay? I'm not rich. So I wasn't even say nothing, but hey, if you want,
and I'm go, not easy.
Right. I'm saying, it's okay. It's okay. So, and that goes to all the call. If you don't want to call, you can email your question, or you can once again jump into the flash chat here and we'll pose the question to Miss Karen here, and she will, of course, tell you, yeah, you're not going to win the lotto. but before we do all that, all that bad news, we gonna go on break here for a second. This is going out to the homies in the Bay Area, my homie Josh in particular. This is Raphael Sadiq, Blind Man.
Other day, when I was walking down the street, I had trouble on my mind, didn't I?
Thank you.
Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Raphael Sadiq, Blind Man. Say my name. Just one time. Oh, anyway. (laughs) 347-435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-835. I'm all jacked up. And I'm joined by the spirit way. Stop it. You had me laughing through the whole damn show. I got something that ain't funny for all you beef eaters, you know, eating them sandwiches, them triple, quadruple burgers. There's a Minnesota company that recalled more than 89,000 pounds of beef, saying that the product could be contaminated with wood.
Wood.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced the recall this week. It was the beef was produced by this company called Huskin Meat Company between November 19th and December 9th, 2015, and packaged as Sam's Choice Black Angus beef patties with 19% Vidalia onion. So if you bought some of that and you ate some of that, You ate wood, not the good wood, the bad wood.
I got you laughing.
That is hopefully nobody listening has.
How?
How
the hell did they get wood in there?
You know, it just goes to show you, like, these plants where they're making this stuff, they're ground it up. I'm like, they ground it up with wood chips? What the fuck?
Right.
I'm like, contaminated. I'm like, salmonella or something. But they said wood.
Wow. Yeah. I cannot wrap my brain around that. How did they accidentally get wood in there?
Yeah, I mean, because it's like, okay, say you're smoking the beef with wood chips, right?
Right.
But that wouldn't be in the meat. It's like
no.
You're in the, right. So it's like y'all take the wood. Is it? So it's like, was it really Vidalia onion or was it like wood chips?
Wow. It looked like onions to me.
You know?
Oh, my goodness. So I'm still stuck on the good wood.
Exactly. That is not the good wood.
No, it's not the good wood.
When Reagan asked, where's the beef?
They have to be next to a sawdust company, right?
they have to be somewhere. Whatever it was not good, obviously.
Oh, wow. And how much did they recall?
89,000 pounds.
Okay. I don't know how you fit accident in there at all.
Right. I mean, 89,000 pounds.
That's goodness.
Right. That's a lot of wood chips. I mean, when you think about it, it's like, okay, if we say your average, third grader is like 89 pounds.
Right.
We're talking about, that's like.
1,000 of them.
Yes.
1,000.
So it's like David called 1,000 kids. It's like a whole school of kids. That's what they recalled. A whole school of third graders.
Okay, now what is the chance here, though? They're not sure which meat it is, so they recalled a whole bunch.
Well, it was that Sam's meat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how you'd call that an accident. It's a lot of damn meat.
Right, exactly. Which, once again, you say, how did you get wood in meat?
Right. You would think that would not be one of the ingredients that was around.
well, obviously it is. So I'm like, well, do you get your beef from that company in Minnesota ever again?
Not no more.
Yeah, like anything that comes from y'all is ass. It's like y'all put wood chips in y'all food. It's nah.
Okay, wait a minute. Is this ground meat?
Yeah, it's ground.
Okay.
Angus patties.
Angus patties, okay.
Yeah, you
wow.
know the big yeah. You know size matters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
but this is the wrong kind of size. you're just choking on that Angus beef, and
oof.
It's like, yeah, it's not anyway. We gonna move on because that is
good idea.
Yeah. I'm about to because I can't stand haters. There's this newspaper, the Charlotte Observer. They published. I don't know if you have you ever heard of Cam Newton, quarterback for
no.
the Carolina Panthers. Well, he played quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. He just happens to be a black man, and he would celebrate. He would do his dance whenever he scored a touchdown, and people were complaining about his dance. The Charlotte Observer published a letter with a woman talking about Cam Newton doing his dance and how it's a bad, it sets a bad example for the kids, whatnot, because, you know, you shouldn't score a touchdown and celebrate and have a good time. You should just, like, score a touchdown and be like, fuck yeah, I scored a touchdown. Yay.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But she, of course, recanted when she got a whole lot of backlash. She wasn't expecting it. So we move forward a month and a half later. The Charlotte Observer, the trash newspaper that they are, posts another letter. this one is called Cam Should Marry His Son's Mother Because He Had a Child Out of Wedlock. And so some idiot wrote a letter not congratulating him on having a kid, but rather, hey, you know what? You should marry her. Because you're setting a bad example to the kids. Not like Tom Brady, who had a child out of wedlock, and I don't think anybody ever wrote a letter about him. Now, I'm not going to say it's racial. I'm not going to say it.
Because you don't have to.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it. I'm just saying that...
Wait a minute. How do they know that his son's mother is not married to somebody else?
Hey. Hey. Now, if his son's mother was married to somebody else, do you know how dirty that would be?
Right. And yeah. What is wrong with people? Mind your damn business. I don't get it.
But
I don't get it.
You do. You know, it's some folks who they got nothing left is accomplished in their life. You know, they work, they go home, and they stare at the wall, and they're like, so they watch TV, and they see him celebrating, and it's like, well, he's having too much damn fun. Let me Google his life and see what's going on with him so I can hate on him.
Right? Well, you think they'd pick a better target like Trump. There's plenty of shit to say there.
Hey, if you want to pick a better target, I got one. They're Dexter Manley. Why pick Dexter Manley? Dexter Manley is a former defensive end who used to play for the Washington Redskins. And he's on TV now. I don't know what station, and it doesn't really matter because if I see him on, I would never watch it. He comes on, and he says, I quote, black quarterbacks are better at running because they're used to running from the law.
Are you serious?
Yep. Mind you, Dexter Manley's a black man, so there are a lot of people that's like, yeah, that's not.
What the hell?
Right. Now, I'm not going to say that's racial. I'm going to say that it's really retarded because he's trying to say something stupid just so he can get famous. But that just means you're really stupid. And, yeah, Charles Barkley says stuff, but Charles Barkley is funny. You, Dexter Manley, are not. You're the exact opposite of funny. You're just stupid.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's what I thought.
It just doesn't, it doesn't make any sense. Let's just make it worse by being popular and getting out there and saying stupid shit.
Right, exactly. I mean, we're gonna get off. Maybe we'll get off racism here. Oregon. I don't know if you know about what's happening over in Oregon.
No.
Well, Oregon, first and foremost, is the top moving destination in 2015 for the third year in a row. According to a study, 123,000 people have moved to Oregon.
Have you been to Oregon?
No.
I have.
I could
see the pull for it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place out here.
It's a beautiful place, yeah.
Yeah.
I did quite a few summers there as a kid.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not hating on Oregon. Now, I will hate on the Oregon militants who have taken over the Mahler National Wildlife Refuge headquarters near Burns, Oregon. They're anti-immigrant group. And they've been occupying those headquarters since Saturday. Yeah.
Why is it that they're doing that? I kind of caught that a little bit.
Yeah, they said that there's a dispute that they had about their land, and so they're fighting the government by taking over, and they're like, well, we're ready to shoot. We don't care. We'll shoot.
I thought on the news they said it was a peaceful demonstration.
Well, yeah, they have guns.
That doesn't sound very peaceful, does it?
If you take over, you have guns. That doesn't say that you're peaceful.
I don't know. If you don't put bullets in them, maybe.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a guess that they have bullets.
Right. Now I gotta say this, okay? Smooth. I grew up in Washington State, right next to Oregon. Spent summer time down there. Being from that area, there is a lot of the people like that.
Yeah.
It is very common up there. very scary, very common.
Yeah. Well, obviously, but you know, they came out and was like, oh, well, you know, like the Black Lives Matter movement, they can go and protest, close freeways down and all that stuff, and they don't get any backlash, not on the level that we're getting. And this is a guy who identifies himself as Fluffy Unicorn. You know,
you just want me to laugh tonight, don't you? Wait, I gotta finish. Fluffy Unicorn.
Fluffy Unicorn.
Ooh, I'm scared.
You know what? We gonna get off this. We got a caller. So
okay.
We're gonna go to the caller. I was trying to call her. I guess you were there, but you have to call back. I'm like,
oh my goodness.
I want to make a distinction. See, when they talk about the Black Lives Matter, they're talking about people who've been getting shot and killed who are not provoking,
right.
Breaking any laws and getting shot
right.
And killed. And you're talking about something about a land dispute with the state of Oregon. I don't
right.
think any of your people have been getting clipped.
No doubt. I don't
yeah.
think you can even make that comparison.
Yeah, and so they talk about, oh, well, they break their highways and all this other stuff. Yeah, I don't think that they're the same.
No.
Just for the record.
Okay, the name says it all, though.
Right. You're
and you know what?
Unicorn.
Maybe Fluffy, wait a minute, maybe Fluffy visits Washington a lot. Because that is the only other state besides Colorado that's legalized.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean... Fluffy Unicorn. You can't be a hardcore protester and be Fluffy Unicorn.
That's why they're making fun of him. That's why they're giving him so much crap, because of his name.
Fluffy.
What's up, Fluff?
I mean, he got the right initials, F-U.
That's good. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, F-U. Come on, man. You know, don't just protest. If you're going to protest, just protest. Don't try to compare yourself to other folks. It's
right,
really,
right.
Yeah,
just do your business, Fluffy.
Stroke that gun for me, baby. Stroke that gun for me.
Right.
I do have to say something. I'm going to move on. Well, I'm not going to move on from stroking that gun. there's a wrestler. Joey Ryan. Joey Ryan is, you know, wrestling, you know, there's theatrics, whatnot. Joey Ryan has a special move. It's called the group grab takedown.
What group is he grabbing?
Yeah, well, see, he first did it about a month or two ago, where the guy and I'll, the guy grabs his penis in the wrestling ring, but he stiffens up like, ah. And so the dude who's grabbing his penis is like, oh my God, your penis is so strong and it's hurting my hand.
Are you for real?
Yes. And he takes the guy down. He takes the guy down. And so I guess it was real popular. So what he does after it got popular, he perfected the group grab takedown where all the guys are in the ring and they all, when one guy grabs him, they all grab each other and he throws them down with the force of his penis.
Is that what you posted?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where I saw it.
You have to watch the video of Joey Ryan to see it, and the announcer is like, that's pure man strength. I'm like, yeah. I'm never watching wrestling again.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
Those are some big dudes, too.
Yeah. Like, and you know they're on steroids, so it's like their penis can't be that powerful. It's little.
Right. We've all heard about steroids.
Right. So I'm not hating. I'm just saying that.
It doesn't give penis power.
No penis power.
But no.
I'm going on break now. I can't go no more. This is not a pun. This is Sky Zoo. Look what we have.
If you Hassan
and Sam. If fed all Aloysius Huxtable. Deleted the drums, so as we have begun, the content is raw enough to take the beat where you want. Amen to the speakers and the peace and the trumps. Understand both sides, shit, I'm even from jump. Never blamed, I just leveled the lane and took whatever remains to push whatever you need to be done. Made them rep for where they wouldn't ever seem to be from. Let them play the comeback like a seat in the front. I saw it all with a Theo glare. Wrote my keynote head and dyslexic. Reverse how I see those there. Cause for us, loud money couldn't be more clear. Chest poking, I mean, we only repost dead. No backseat. Know what it took us to get to have these. Die before we get that time back. Exactly. Rap beat. Thought of my way of becoming Clifford. And if he was still alive, my biggest fan would be in it. Tin stick with living. Tickets to Dance Mania. A high work in a textbook. Fan framing us. GM Maxine Kirkwood to campaign with us. And Lana Herman. Both of them started perfect. But came a kid with the vision that started blurring. And everyone around him and with him was caught up working. So now I'm trying to feel my way around and corner stars back to how I feel to take the crown. I was feeling weighted down and didn't know. Same great bottom started giving a bigger glow. I ain't ask for it, baby, I was just penning, yo. And saw a little room and was hoping to get a go. Look what we have here, look how it turned out. Never saw it coming, I was just about to turn around. Leave it up to me, and we'll be here for keeps. Crown us if you want, but we just here to eat. Look what we have here, look how it turned out. Never saw it coming, I was just about to turn around. Leave it up to me, and we'll be here for keeps. Crown us if you want, but we just here to eat. Look what we have here.
Together you got the smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Sky Zoo. Look what we have here. It's a strong penis. No, I'm sorry.
See, and I was stuck on Say My Name.
Yeah. I'm joined. joined by my special guest co-host. So, if you want to call 347-826-7435, caller, call back in. I know you've been trying to go through. You have to be patient. It screens you. And if you hang up, because it's only showing for like 30 seconds for me on the call board. So, caller, please call back and we will get to your call.
No asking about strong penises, though.
Oh, no strong penis talk. It's like, I'm like, anyway.
You think Fluffy wants to get in on that action?
I know. He knows Fluffy. That's probably his favorite wrestler.
Right?
Speaking of which, hey, Karen Rejoice. Iran and Saudi Arabia are in the middle of a beef. The Iranians, they stormed their embassy and whatnot. And I'm not saying that I'm celebrating that two countries are fighting. I'm just celebrating that it's two countries that aren't involved in the U.S.
Right.
Okay, we have our caller.
Okay.
You're on the air. Wake up.
Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, you're echoing.
Whoa, hi. I know. I don't know why.
Question.
I just wanted to. I like the show. You guys have me cracking up over here.
you have a question for Miss Karen Harrison? You want to?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to say hi, Karen. And what is it that you can tell me? Is there like a private email or something that I could get in touch with you?
Absolutely. My email address is the Spirit Way. Oh, I'm sorry, Karen at thespiritway.com.
Karen, I'm writing this down.
Okay.
Karen with a K, right? Karen.
Yes, ma'am. What's your name?
It's K-A-R-M-O-N. It's pronounced Carmon.
Nice. I like that.
Thank you. I don't.
I thought you were starting to spell my name.
All right.
Is there anything that you can tell me just by talking to me on the phone right now, though?
Well, what I'm picking up right now is there is a new energy, a new man energy in your life.
Uh-huh.
And it's very recent, and it feels very comfortable to me. Although I can't tell you where it's going to go because you haven't decided what you want to do.
I haven't met him yet.
It's going to happen real soon then because I can feel it really strong.
Oh, okay.
When you meet him, you'll know because he's going to seem very different to you. Different and different, like I don't want to make you think he's weird, but different in a way that you're not accustomed to with men behaving.
Oh, okay.
Do you? And I know this is a question for you, but do you get into the bad boys?
What the bad boy? What is it?
Well,
oh, bad boys. You mean? No. Yeah. No, I don't. No.
But you have
those.
Been with them in the past.
Yes.
This is going to be the opposite of that, sweetie.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be a gentleman. That's why it's going to feel weird to you. He's going to be a gentleman. He's going to be the man that opens your car door, opens the door when you go into a place, things that you're not accustomed to having.
Okay.
So you need to pay attention to that because at first it's going to seem weird to you.
Okay. It's not somebody that I know already, though, right? Because I haven't ran across them yet. If I have, I don't know.
I haven't seen him.
Right. If I need to pay attention.
Yes. pay attention. It's not anybody you know yet, but it is going to be real soon because the energy feels very strong to me.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I will definitely be emailing you.
Okay, and excuse me. My website is thespiritway.com.
Thespiritway.com,
You can always go on the website, and I have a page on there where you can contact me. You don't even have to worry about emailing me.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
No
worries. Keep doing your thing on your show, Mr. F the N-word. I'm listening to it every Tuesday.
He's hilarious, huh?
Yeah, he is. He is. He really is.
All right.
What are you doing, Ken?
All right. So, thank you, caller, for calling. So, yeah. The guy is coming to open your door.
Say that again.
I said, guy is coming to open your door.
You know what? It doesn't happen as much as you might think.
So I hear.
It does not. It's a nice thing to have. I think some women need to learn to appreciate it, you know?
I agree.
I think America's gone the wrong way.
Well, America's on CD1, so... and speaking of America going down the wrong way, Tyler Perry was talking about his critics who say his characters poorly portray black people. He's had the little beef with Spike Lee, whatnot. And here's what he says. And this is what's funny. When he talked about people criticizing his characters, he said, "Let me tell you what took me aback about that. When people were like, how dare you put fat black people on television? These are caricatures. These are stereotypes. I was so offended because my aunt's fat, my mother's fat, my cousins are fat. People who are like..." and I'm
normal.
Like... Yeah, and I'm like, hold on. First and foremost, when folks criticize Tyler Perry, nobody's talking about his guy, the fat characters. Yeah, we're in America. 50% of the population is fat. That's not it. You know, we started off the show talking about CB1 and how, yeah, I don't think that's... If you're buying stock, if you buy stock in CB1 in America, you're going to
you ain't making no money.
You're going to be broke. Right. That's a third world country drug right there. That is so for him to come out and say he's being disingenuous, like, oh, people are criticizing him because he's putting fat people on. No. Nobody's criticizing Tyler Perry because he's putting fat people on TV. No, we're criticizing Tyler Perry because, one, we're tired of seeing him wearing that dress, first and foremost.
He does look better without the dress.
Right. I mean, you know, it's like maybe the first time he did Madea, somebody might have thought it was funny, but we're at... What? Shit. The 35th, 12, 15. Right. How many of these damn movies are we going to have? How many?
His movies are good, though. His movies are good. Every single one of them's got a good story to it.
Okay. But I'm just saying, I'm just tired of the whatchamacallit.
The dress.
I'm tired of the dress. I'm like, look, there are plenty.
Once you establish a character, though, don't you kind of need to stick with it?
Yeah, you can move on and let somebody else do it.
Oh. Okay. I like the movies.
I can't tell you if I like them. I mean, I haven't really seen too many. I've seen a couple of his movies, okay? A couple of them. That's it. So
I always make sure and catch them. They've always got good stories, Smooth. Always good stories.
Okay, but I'm just saying there. I will watch all the ones where he doesn't wear a dress. He wears a dress. I can't watch. I don't see the fun in it. I don't see the anything.
But
that's
funny.
Totally funny. I'm like, there's nothing funny about Tyler Perry in a dress. And anybody who thinks it is funny, I'm not dissing you. I'm just saying. So that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I got. I'm sorry. I don't want to tear down anybody's icon or whatnot. But hey, when he's being disingenuous to me by saying, "Oh, yeah, people are dissing because he has fat people on TV." Stop it. I guarantee you that has never been the diss. Nobody came
right
out like, "You got too many fat people on your." Nobody says that. Who is going to say that? I mean, any critic that says that, no, they're going to get taken off the set. It's like 1,000 fat people just waiting outside. Like, yeah, come
right
on.
Just sit on them.
Right. Exactly. Please.
I gotta come back on soon, okay?
Hey, well, you know, you can come on anytime.
You always got me laughing.
Alright, well, you know, that's what we're here for. Now, I did wanna say that there was something with the Catholic Church. But I'm gonna say that for the next time. But I think it's funny, you know, the Catholic Church is always always something with abusing kids, and that never changes with them. We don't have enough time, so I'm not gonna go into it. But I'm gonna say next time, I'm going hard in the paint on the Catholic Church because once again they are abusing kids. This time it's not obvious abuse of kids. It's the subtle on the low, but for all my listeners, I'm just gonna say this: I'm very thankful that y'all deem me worthy of listening to. I've made a lot of good friends doing this show, and I look forward to going even harder and making y'all happy that you tuned in to listen to me here in 2016.
Oh, 2016.
Yep. The year, I mean, what's the year? You know, I don't keep up with the Chinese New Year. I know they have that.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't keep up with it either.
Yeah. It's the year of the chocolate goat or something like that. I don't know. Anyway.
That'd be cool if it was the dragon.
Yeah, I want to say special thanks to you, Karen of the Spirit Way, for coming on and being my special co-host, and feel free to come back. Everybody else, y'all know what time it is. I'm out the door. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.